Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach you your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with
Good morning, are you there?
Yes, I am. Give me
a minute to get everything in order. I was driving back. Good morning and welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I would like to let you know, driving back in from L.A., we ran into snow. It looked like I was on the East Coast. I mean, when I say snow, I'm going to post the pictures. But bottom line being, everybody would like to welcome you to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Susan Lynn McDonald, and my co-host, thank God, is here for me, Lady Catherine Power. Thank you. Well, good morning. I started pretty early traveling back from Los Angeles trying to get on. But you know what? In all that we do, we always have to be planned. And the title again today, we're part three of our series of When God Says Move, Move, and Move Now. Bottom line being, I was in Los Angeles and actually had to do a house deliverance, change the decor. I mean, I will get with you later and tell you how amazing it was to walk into a home and God tells you how to change the atmosphere, to rebuke the devil and get him out of the house, that this house could be appreciated by a family, to be sold, to release two people that are in such battle. But the awesome thing, again, with the whole thing being said, when God says move, move now, and we did. I actually took my partner with me. And not only do we do a deliverance of the home, we put the love back in the home. We created an atmosphere that someone can buy this house that I and we will be blessed for it. But also releasing families and members of families, people that are in such turmoil, acid from their lips, that has totally destroyed the spirit of the home, had destroyed the spirit of the home. But when speaking of the part of when God says, move, move, I was supposed to be with you on Friday night, and God said, go now. And when we arrived, the things that we had to deal with were simply amazing. Apostle Brooks actually spoke at your revival and said that my ministry was starting. And if I tell you to walk in, do everything that we had to do, and then at the end of the night, we thought we had been working about 15 hours. That's how much was in that house, furniture-wise, that was holding spirits. But to be in there, and we finished it in 5.5 hours. Not finished, but we got it so close to finish. Just little pieces had to be put back in there. But to walk four floors and get God back in the house, to release the spirit of God in the house and put love. When God says move, he means move now, immediately. And we didn't turn back. It was like with Lot. Don't turn back. You'll turn into a pillar of salt. But also, my daughter in the Lord learned about deliverance. I watched her take the authority over spirits in that house. But we left that house in such a clean state. When God says move, he means move now. We left that house in such a spiritually clean state that the people the next morning when we got there, Lady Kathy, families were coming in and talking about how amazing the smell of the house, the lightness of the house, the spirit in the house. If I tell you, if I could shout right now and run, I would do so. And then the crazy thing that happened when God says move, move now, we go to the hotel, a beautiful Hilton hotel. If I tell you in Marina Del Rey, every bit of electricity went out. We couldn't even get to our room. Yes. I mean, the devil was mad, girl, so I sent him back to hell. Sent him to Hades and then turned around and sealed it up with the blood of Jesus, which is the cement that he had no movement but to go back where he belonged. Hallelujah. And it's just, if I tell you, I mean, this when God says move, it means move now. It even was but got ready to leave. My partner was late, and I had left her, and I had to go back. And when I got back, she was sitting there. She said, if I had to drive there, not knowing where I was going, I was going. She got in the car, and here we are, and we're returning now. I just want to say to each and every one of you, Lady Kathy, God called you to speak on Friday, and you couldn't pull everything together when God says, move, move now. But then God had us pray, and I cannot wait to hear what God did your first speaking engagement. I was going to ask for forgiveness and not being there, but I was there in spirit, and God had already prepared the atmosphere. You know what? I just told you what I had to go to do. But outside of that, this house will sell. This is over a $3.7 million home. And I know that I have the anointing to not only sell the home, but if I tell you I am experiencing the spirit when God says move, move now, and don't look back, I am experiencing the spirit of wealth without sorrow. When I tell you that I know that God is getting ready to bless me with abundance, he told me when I came back here to Vegas, I am going to bless you here first. And I thank you in the name of Jesus for being there. I thank you that I was obedient. Even in my tiredness, I thought, got up and I was Amen. Rejuvenated and did that which would purpose the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Again, getting back into the whole thing of when God says move, move, I'd like for us to go into it now. I'd like to hear how your experience of your first speaking engagement went. Your turn, Mama, go.
Well, actually, it was not my first. It was a very long time, though, because I was totally oblivious to speaking on that arena. For various reasons, but the thing was God's chosen vessel. And I cannot speak on God's chosen vessel without realizing that he chose me for such a time as this and not me.
Wow.
And we oftentimes, especially me, I was pretty much hard-headed in God. Now, it wasn't the fact that I felt like I had my own will and I could do what I wanted to do, because God has a way of getting you to the place where he wants you to be. But I was so turned off with things of church, even though that was my life, and I wouldn't give it up for anything. But there were just things that would make me sick. So I was very, very hesitant about moving forward and into something different. And I also was very confident in my position where I was, because I knew it well. I was behind the scenes, and I didn't have to have all eyes on me. So if I made a mistake, nobody would really notice, because I could fix my mistake. And so the call came, and the evangelist said to me, I said, why did you call me? He said, because God called your name. And I couldn't refuse it, because I don't argue with God. It's tough and bad.
Exactly.
I think I am when God says it. I learned not to argue with God. So it was a phenomenal turnout. Phenomenal. I could
Praise
not believe
God.
It. As you know, we were tired in our flesh, but our spirit was willing. And we had just come up with 5 days straight of revival. And this would have been our sixth straight service. And so
right.
I didn't want my people to come, because I was considerate of them being tired, because they worked
yes.
really hard during the revival to tell anybody. But
right.
my husband decided to get up and make a public announcement one night.
Yes.
Yes. And he said, they should be there to support you. You're the first lady. But I really didn't
exactly.
want them there. And
yeah.
so
well, what
I came in that place
wasn't...
and they...
It wasn't your will, it was God's will. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. So I came in that place and they had packed it out.
Yeah, that's
they
a blessing.
Yeah, it was.
We
it
have
was
another caller
blessing.
On the line, so I'm going to pull our caller
oh,
in.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's area code 404. 205-2372. Caller, your name, please.
My name is Cece.
Hi, how are you? God bless you, Cece. Oh, my God, I'm glad to hear from you. Well, it's a blessing that you're on for this time. And I'm going to kind of keep moving because we're short on time. But I wanted to acknowledge you. So, Lady Kathy, what was the title of your message?
God's chosen vessel.
God what?
God's chosen vessel.
All righty. Wow.
Yeah. So when God chooses you, and I use a scripture in John, that's John 15:16. I have not chosen you, but you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you.
Yes.
And that's right along with us today, where God says, move now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, when he chooses you to move now.
Yes, yes. And if you don't move, he's going to push you anyway, so hello.
Yeah, it's not a choice, really. We think we have a choice in that. Well, we do have a choice actually in how we want to go, how fast and how hard, but we're going. Eventually, we're still going to do what God said do.
Wow. Wow, that's
and one of the things that you said is I am anointed for the move. And a lot of the times we don't move because we don't feel we're worthy. We don't feel that we're qualified. Or we don't feel like, you know, our life is in a place where God can use us. But he calls, he qualifies. He calls
and he prepares. Yeah.
Yes, he prepares. Absolutely. Actually, he qualifies you before he calls you, but we don't know it.
Yes.
Until we get in there, because he said in Jeremiah, before you were formed, I knew you. You know, in your mother, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. So we really are qualified when we come into the world. And one of the things that I touched on was that then we got to go back through the breaking and the making process because chosen and a vessel, God's chosen vessel. Well, the definition is to be broken, to be crushed, to be stepped on, to be called out on purpose, to be chosen in the Greek, is to be called out on purpose. And so he knew us, he formed us, but then we have to go through what we call life and be made into the vessel of honor that he wants us to be. So we're ready.
Yes.
We just have to go through the processes that makes us ready for what he's calling us to walk into that.
Right.
So when he says,
well, you know,
move,
what's amazing? Yeah. Right. But the other thing that I was just thinking too, that the one thing that you and I have been talking about on this show since we started together is that God doesn't want us at a half a cup. You know, a lot of people relationships say 50-50. No, you got to come 100-100. And your vessel was already full. It was overflowing. Remember our scenario. The glass is full, and then it overflows into the saucer. Then it overflows into the plate. Then on the outside of the plate, all the way onto the table, onto the floor, because he has placed us in on a floor, a format, a platform. He has it already set. I mean, I really wish I could be there. I can't wait to hear the taping of it. But I also, we have, with us having a caller in today, you know, I want to hear where she is and how this is ministering to her, you know, for the length of time that we have here on the show. Cece, we have you there. You're hearing the preparations of what God has done. Where are you right now? Where are you?
Well, right now I'm in McDonald's, but that's besides the point. It ministers to me because I got recently let go of my employment, but it's something that it's not that it hurt me that I lost a job. It hurt me more than somebody else told me what I have been doing. And as well as my household is missing a big piece. And that is me, my presence. So it's sad that I have lost a job, but compared to my family and compared to my household, it's nothing.
Yes.
A job is needing to be replaced, but the household and the word of God and everything that comes with is more important.
So in other words, when God said go, you had to go too.
Yes. He did, but like you guys said, when he says go and you don't listen, he will push you. And that's where I was at. He pushed me out of the way.
Yes. Yes.
And that's because
and in
he
the
loves
process
you so
of
much.
Yes. Yeah, I was just getting ready to say that. In such a way of him pushing you out. It's like when you're pregnant and you got to push that baby out.
Yes.
There is a part of that. That you've got to go through the labor, But in the midst of the labor and the back pain and the preparation of the uterus and the breaking of the bones that the baby can come through, life comes forth. And then there's that breath of air that's breathed into you. God has given you another opportunity, and I thank you that even in your brokenness, that even in your brokenness, he has breathed new life in you. One thing you said to me, you said, I felt relieved, but you didn't realize that you have to, that in your, you understand now, which is so amazing, that even in the part where you felt broken, and like Lady Kath said, you didn't think you were worthy or prepared, but God saw you so worthy that putting you back into your household and your spirit and your foot, your household would not be neglected. You're the mother and the father right now. And God, I thank you even now for giving her a Jehovah Jireh, her own provider. Not just you, Father, but the man to stabilize her house. Because you said, come unto me, talk about children. You said, it suffer not the little children to come unto you. And Father, the God has given you that anointing. You have your own children, but you took other children that are not your birth children. God has got to bless your hand. And even with him blessing you, you need someone to help you there. So if you just continue to lean in, you remember I showed you that. Put your elbows on your knees. And that's one thing that I didn't say when I started the show. And I want to remind everyone that listens. I want you to lean in. Because, and I'm going to whisper, because when there is a whisper taking place, you got to lean in and really tune your ears so that the message goes not only into the way that the earlobe is shaped, but it goes in and it is in your heart. One thing that Lady Kathy and I always say, this life that we live is not a head job. It's a heart job. So I say to you to drop back in your heart. And trust God. He's got this thing. He's got it. Lady Kathy, I am so proud of you because there's nothing that, I mean, even in our feeling unworthy, remember, this is one other thing that we pray. It says in the Old Testament, Lord, I am not worthy that I should come under your roof. You spoke but the word and my soul was healed. The day that Jesus was put on that cross, every one of our sins nailed into his hands and in his feet. The word and the mantra of our life now is, Lord, I am worthy that I should come under your roof. You spoke but the word, and my soul was healed. He said that. We didn't. We don't have to, and this is for you, CC, and anybody else that's listening. We don't have to fight another battle. We don't have to. All of our sins are in the past. Just ask for forgiveness and then forgive yourself. The sins have already been nailed up on the cross. Jesus took the pain that we can ask for forgiveness on our own. We don't need nobody to do it for us. And it's done. What were you getting ready to say, CC? I heard your voice.
I said it's right. Everything's
Go ahead. You okay?
I am. It's just God is doing something in me right now. And I understand. And I just want to be a follower. Before I become a great leader, I have to be a follower. And maybe I have lost myself. And maybe instead of being a follower, I try to be a leader. But I need to be a great follower before I become a leader.
Amazing. Yes. Well, you got it. Lady Kathy, I'm going to have you speak to that.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear her.
Yeah, as they say, she's purging or she's crying. She said that God has given her the revelation that in order to be a great leader, you got to be a great follower. And she said, obviously, she wasn't following like she should. So now she has placed herself, God has put her in a position where she is surrendering to be a great follower, that she will be a great leader. I'm going to have you speak to that. Go ahead. We have 2 minutes.
And you're surrendering to follow God? Is that what it is?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Oh, okay. when we surrender to God, we just give up everything. We give it to Him, and that means things that are in our hearts that we don't realize would be a hindrance. This conference, this revival this week was pulling down strongholds. And we learned a lot about things that could be a stronghold that we don't think are strongholds. But in order to be able to get into a different place, you must first find out the thing in your life, the stronghold that's holding you back, that's keeping you in the position of not being able to total surrender. We all have checkered paths. We have things in our past that would block us from moving forward. And sometimes we know it's a thing because one of the apostles, ladies, I don't know if you remember, one of the apostles broke down some of the smallest things that you can even imagine as strongholds. So disobedience is definitely a stronghold because we're not giving up our will. We're giving up God's will. I'm sorry. We're not walking in God's will. We're walking in our will. And that's disobedience.
Yes.
If we do it partially, it's still disobedience. But it could be something that's in your heart, some hurt, some pain, some type of rejection that is hindering you becoming and getting to all that God wants you to be. Yes, you need to be a good follower, but in the meantime, you also need to do the work on yourself so that you can be healed and whole as you follow. When we follow God, things drop off as we go along.
Yes.
And your prayer to God should be, Father, help me to identify the hidden things in my heart that would hinder me from being a good follower. I wasn't a good follower because I didn't have a good leader. It wasn't God. It was the people I was following. So I started developing my own path because I didn't like the way they led. But having to go back, and they weren't good leaders. Honestly, they weren't. So it wasn't a good example. There were some things, yes, that I could glean from, but they weren't good. They weren't good leaders. So I had to kind of find my way. But God was my father and my mother. He says, when your mother and father forsake you, then the Lord will take you up. And I leaned on that. And it was like a child having to be taught because I had no good godly examples of what to follow.
But
and
let
so
me
that,
explain.
That was my walk.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing, too, is that when someone, God gave you to me, and I have tried to be a good mother. Not I have tried. I have been a good mother. So I say to you, Cece, get back in. I'll see you soon. I need to see you soon to pull you back and put my hands back on you. We're at the end of our show today. Again, First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and I will talk to you after the show, Cece. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and it has been absolutely amazing to know that when God says move, move now. That's our thing today. But the other thing that is our mantra is thinking leads to questions. Thinking leads to questions. Questions lead to answers, and most of all, answers lead to choices. As I said, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and we have enjoyed this time with you. We're here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 Pacific Time. If in the event you want to ever call in, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. You can contact us on Twitter at First Ladies. You can also leave us an email, firstladies@mail.com. I know that it may seem as though the battle is not won, but we want you to know one thing. Thank God for the radio and technology that we can get in and touch you wherever you are. I'd like to thank my co-host and my caller. I'd like to say to you, have an amazing day. I will talk to both of you after the show. Have a great day. I tell you, I'm all choked up. Have a great day. And again, we'll see you Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30. Be blessed.
You too, sister. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too, baby.